in the book of Daniel, where the one of Daniel's visions where the stone came from off the mountain and crushed the image. Is that what it was?
Daniel chapter 2. Could you turn to Daniel chapter 2, I believe it is, verses 34 and 35. Daniel 2, 34 and 35, I believe. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, Daniel chapter 2, verses 34 and 35. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them into pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth.
Right. That speaks of the Lord Jesus. That's future. Okay, other scriptures. Go ahead.
Bad English. One scripture, one verse is in Isaiah 28, verse 16. And the verse which we read in Acts is also read in Psalm 118, verse 22.
Could you read them for me? Could you read that for me?
Oh, I have only a German Bible in my hand.
So we don't understand German.
Maybe another one can read it better than me.
Go ahead, sorry.
Say the Isaiah reference again.
28, verse 16.
So somebody could read Isaiah 28, 16.
Isaiah 28:16. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God: Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation of a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste.
Good. And Psalm 118, and I believe it's verse 22. Again, it's Psalm 118, verse 22.
Has become head of the corner. This is of the Lord. It is wonderful in our eyes.
Right. So we see this, and others can comment, but we see this thought traced pretty deep into the scriptures, that the Lord Jesus is viewed as that stone. In our portion, it says, come unto him as to a living stone. He was rejected, but chosen by God and precious. Maybe others might want to comment.
I was thinking of linking it with verse 5, if that's suitable at this moment. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, because I was thinking that the wonderful relevance of verse 4 is, not that it's irrelevant in any way, but that we come to him as a living stone, and then we find out, if we might say it that way, when we read verse 5, that we are living stones. And so just as we've been saying about the character of Christ being reproduced in us, we come to him as a living stone. He is clearly a different stone than we are. He is the cornerstone. He is the one whom God has said is precious, and we have appreciated that preciousness, like it says in verse 7. But then it says, once we realize that he is the one who is chosen by God, he is the one who is precious, we take on that same character as living stones. And so it's very helpful to enjoy the importance of Christ as God sees him. God has magnified Christ, even though the builders, and you know, builders, this is what they did. Builders would assess the stones that they were going to use in the building. and the builders, the religious leaders of the day of the Lord Jesus, the builders looked and said, "This is, we can't even use this stone. Just send this back to the quarry. Send it out into the dump. We can't use this." God says, "That's exactly the stone that's going to be the cornerstone in my building. This building that we want to consider how we're part of that. But how we are part of that is based on who Christ is, the value of Christ as far as God is concerned. We come, we appreciate that preciousness too. And then he makes us into living stones as well." So I was looking at that link between verses 4 and 5.
There's also some reference. It's not really a stone, I guess, but in Matthew 7:24, it says, Whoever therefore hears these my words and does them, I will liken them to a prudent man who builds his house upon the rock." Mm-hmm. And the word's God, right? So, same thing.
I'd like to pick up on that if I could. And go to Matthew 16. To me, Matthew 16, when you build a house, you start with the foundation. Right? You dig the foundation, you lay the foundation. Jason can tell us more. I was the son of a builder, but he's a builder. So, but when you build a house, you start with the foundation. And the foundation of this spiritual house that we're talking about is that rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the living stone, but in Matthew chapter 16, mm-hmm. he is the rock. And just to look at those verses, the Lord Jesus would ask the disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" And they gave different examples, different people. And then the Lord Jesus asked them the all-important question is, "Who do you say that I am?" Mm-hmm. And then Peter answers that and he says, Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. It's interesting that Peter is the one that answered it, and in 1 Peter, he's the one that picks up on this idea of a spiritual house and develops it a little bit. And here he says that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter," mm-hmm. and we know that means small stone. Mm-hmm. But he says, "And on this rock, on this unmovable stone, on this unmovable rock," is the word there, "I will build my church." So the foundation of this spiritual house that we're speaking about, the foundation is on this truth that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Take that truth out, and we have no spiritual house. Take that truth out, and we have no church. The truth that the church is built on is that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And that's a tremendous foundation that's been laid. The Apostle Paul could say later in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 that I've laid the foundation mm-hmm. on which no other man can lay than that which has been laid. The foundation's been laid for the church. Now, as he is the living stone, we are living stones. And every time an individual accepts Christ as their Savior, mm-hmm. they're added to this building that God is building in Christ. And it's a spiritual house, and it's a tremendous thing when we think about it. But the foundation, start at the foundation is Christ.